You're listening to Solar Wake Up Intersolar Edition. I'm your host, Frank Andorica. I am talking with Mark Colby, the General Manager for Solar, and Louis-Philippe Lalonde, the Chief Marketing Officer for Y Green Energy Fund. Mark, Louis, welcome to the show. For the people who aren't familiar with what PACE is, can you explain to my audience what that is exactly?
PACE is Property Assessed Clean Energy, which essentially means property assessed, meaning as long as you have equity, and it's been assessed to have that equity, that you can have access to money to facilitate either efficiency or renewable generation or water conservation. And Louis mentioned a little bit on resiliency. So in Florida, we also do hurricane protection, and in California, we do some retrofits for seismic activity. So altogether, we kind of offer a big package that allows your home to be more efficient, allows you to generate some electricity, which ostensibly and mainly would have an energy savings. So, and that from an operating expense perspective, you have a lower cost overall. And the other thing is, because it's property assessed, it takes a while to actually hit your tax roll, which means you're going to have a window of time somewhere between 6 to 18 months, can be extended even a year longer before you even have to make a payment, which means you get to recoup all these benefits up to that point and have created a savings along with your solar tax credit to fund quite a long window of time, even though it's cheaper than what you had before.
And you get to pay it off through your property taxes.
Exactly.
So it's just an addition to an expense that you already have.
Correct.
As a property owner.
Yeah, you can also impound, right? So you can pay once a year in California, depending where you live, the property taxes you pay differently. Or you can impound as well if your lender allows you to do so, right? But there's a lot of unique benefits to tag along on what Mark was saying. So first of all, you get to own the product, right? Which is a new trend, right? Certainly quickly growing trend. The other thing is you get to also have some of the benefits of leasing, solar leasing. So it can be 100%, could be 100% financing, right? It could be zero down. And so there's a lot of those benefits that are all put together, makes it a very attractive package.
Why isn't PACE everywhere? That's one thing I have never understood. I understand that there are more progressive states who got to PACE first, and there's the whole commercial PACE now that's coming into being for a segment of the industry that struggles with financing as it is.
Sure.
I do not understand why every state doesn't have a PACE program. Explain that to me.
Yeah, so we'll do the best we can with that. It is a political process. Therefore, there's a little mystery in that whole thing inherently. But at the end of the day, there are 32 states right now with PACE legislation, right, plus D.C., District of Columbia. There's about half of those, or 16 markets, where there's an active PACE program, and sometimes it doesn't mean very much. It could be two, three projects in there, they call it an active program. But at the end of the day, most of them are commercial, but residential is California and Florida, which is where we play, right? The process is an intense process, because at the end of the day, we're in 275-ish cities and counties. You got to knock on each one of those doors, get on, it's just like running a political campaign. You got to go in there and get the votes to get the elected officials at the end of the day and say, yes, I understand this is something we want to vote in. We believe this is the right type of things we want to do for our constituents. But there's a sales process, and then afterwards, you're leveraging the tax authority, right, at the end of the day. So that's a process that you don't give out very handily to just anybody. So you need to understand PACE, which can be somewhat complex, and they need to believe in it and be willing to back it for the constituents.
How difficult is that sales process? I assume that a lot of the places that you're going into have no... You go in, you talk about PACE, they think you're talking about the horse races, right? How difficult is that sales process on to the elected officials, and why is it that we can't have a national program so that you don't have to go in and knock on, as you said, 275 doors to get this moving along?
part of it is just the infrastructure. It's set up so that's state-based, these types of things. At the end of the day, the tax collection is not done federally. It's not even done
property,
on the... Yeah, it's done at the local level, right? So there's that. So it's a local level that has to actually say, okay, we're willing to extend, or you can leverage our tax authority, essentially, to put a, at the end of the day, a lien, right? It's a special tax. It's a lien on the property that you get to repay every time you pay your taxes on a 5 to 30-year term, right? So,
but why couldn't you have a national set of guidelines so that... The city, I mean, I understand that taxes are collected locally, but couldn't you have a national set of guidelines so that the groundwork has already been laid before you guys walk in the door so that you don't have to start from ground zero, explain to them about solar, and then have to explain to them about PACE? Can't we have national guidelines?
So there's a couple of things, and I'll let Mark add some. So number one, I think it's we'll likely take some steps in that direction. So, for instance, we have JPAs, or Joint Power Authorities, right? So in California, we have a big one that represents a series of cities and counties. They still need to elect, right, to join. But they do, the JPAs actually don't, not only do the PACE programs, they do all sorts of different programs, but they do have a larger jurisdictions. And I think over time, you're going to start seeing more and more of those. We have one in Florida called the Green Corridor, which is another type of joint power authority that covers a large portion of Florida. That helps us with the administration.
So President Obama has come out in favor of PACE. You can look that up on YouTube or something and watch that video. And he's a strong proponent. And I think all elected officials in every state really ought to be a proponent. And the reasons... include, they want to make sure that they get their constituents access. I mean, PACE really is sort of neutral to level of financial capabilities, etc. The American dream is to own a home. Then you always have to put at least 5% down, usually up to 20%, so your equity is sort of built in. Once you have equity, you now have capability to, through PACE, get access to something that allows us to lower your bills. If you can lower your bills while raising your property value, it gets you access to more and more and more. And ultimately, I think for those elected officials to be able to accept PACE, want to promote it, want to have some guidelines so they can incorporate it in their states, I think would get them more happy constituents, more votes, and stay elected. So ultimately, I really think PACE would be great in every single state. I think it really would serve the people well. It allows different demographics to get access, not just rich people, to other people's money and benefit from the federal government. So there's a lot of really positive things about PACE, and I think really all states really should adopt it.
So when you get talk to local officials and you're trying to leverage their tax collection capabilities, how do you answer the argument, well, but you're raising taxes?
Yeah, well, it's
because that's the big issue, right? In this country now, is you can't possibly raise taxes for anything.
But you're electing to put yourself in a position to have that additional tax. It's not involuntary across the board to every single person. You have to want to have an improvement. And by the way, the tax that you're taking to do that improvement has some payback in your own mind. Either it's a real payback of you're trading a $300 PG&E bill for $250 payment on your, let's say, on your solar. But you also could be having a different payback of, hey, I want more security, I want more comfort, I want more, but I have no other way to get it. So, and the other thing that's important is this is private money. This is not government money. There's no capability for other taxpayers to have to pay for you. No one ever loses in the rest of the community, so you could say they're paying for you. This is private money that we raise and other PACE providers raise so that we can leverage that and help the property owner. And the only thing we really need back from the government official is the ability to collect that tax so that we can get paid and we can pay back those that are that were, you know, use the money we're leveraging.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the vernacular around taxes, there's a lot of negative connotation. But at the end of the day, this is just a repayment mechanism for us. Right? So.
How do utilities feel about PACE? I know that that is a big issue. They're battling net metering all over the country. Do they see PACE as a threat to their rate base? The same way that they see net metering as a threat to their rate base? What are you encountering with utilities that you're working with?
So, very little. right now. And I think that, you know, it's it was the same with solar 10 years ago, very little. But suddenly when solar leases and PPAs started to get a decent traction, then it raises an eyebrow. I think we're just about there yet, as we're growing into $1 billion in 2016 worth of projects and probably doubling that next year. I think that we're just near that. So far, so good. We haven't heard of people. I haven't anyway.
The only thing I would say is that it isn't pace that's the threat. It's going beyond the RPS, Renewable Portfolio Standard, so that there's so much solar that they somehow or another feel like they're losing rate base. They're losing customers that are paying for these big infrastructure improvements that they've done. And so the way they counter that is, in some states, net metering rules, time of use rules, fee structures, mandatory fee structures. And so even in California under net metering 2.0, luckily we've had support from SEIA and other organizations in CalSEIA that have helped us to make sure that it's still favorable for solar. We haven't killed it like they have in other states like Nevada.
Yeah, I think they're just waking up to the fact that distributed energy all of a sudden is their real competition.
Yeah, it's not pace. It's the amount of solar that's out there that they see as somewhat of a threat. You know, the thing is, I served in the military for 22 and a half years, and I have a son who's enlisted in the Navy. And I really think that renewable energy is national security. I mean, less reliance on foreign sources of fuel are so important. And I've been to the Arabian Gulf probably about 12 times. I would really like to see that lower and lower and lower for all the kids in this country. And we have plenty of sun to do it. So I just see it as a way for national security action.
Well, and the proof of what you're saying is that the military is leading the move to solar. Between the Navy, the Army, Marines, all of them are moving toward putting solar on their bases, because it increases their energy security.
Right, self-sufficiency.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that gets exactly to your point about it being a national security issue. You've answered all of the questions that I had for you. Is there something that I missed, didn't ask you about, that you want to expound on?
No, I think we talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, PACE, one of the beauty of it is the ability to democratize access to clean energy financing, right, where, again, we don't filter for FICO, we filter for equity and property. Therefore, that opens up a much broader spectrum of the population, right? And if we, I mean, truly, in order to meet our goals as a nation and so on and so forth, we need that, right? Because that's the vast majority of people in the country don't have access to any of these products. Same thing with contractors, which are, at the end of the day, you know, part of our network. Right? So the contractors, the large ones, have access in the solar space to all sorts of financing instruments. But the long tail, which is growing much faster than the top guys are, very many of them don't have access to any financing. And at the end of the day, financing is the linchpin, right, that closes most deals, probably 90-plus percent of deals. Right? So without that, it's a challenge.
The only thing I'd like to close with is some people feel threatened by PACE, and I wouldn't say it's the utility. I'd say it's real estate and lenders, because we're prime on the title. So one thing I would say is we actually see less default on properties that have been improved with PACE than without. And I think there should be really no threat there. I think it's really important that people understand that PACE actually really does improve property value. There's less chance of default, and I think it's really important that people understand that there's a transferability issue, which is much easier and better facilitated with PACE than by other unsecured lending, et cetera. So I think that's an important point, and that makes it easier not only for those institutions but also for the property owner to make the decision to go this way, because they, you know, average person moves every 5 years, and they want to know that there's some way, a mechanism by which they can do that and not be bound by having to pay that off. And I think PACE helps to facilitate that.
And they tend to sell their properties faster because lower operating costs, you know, unique, probably some uniqueness in the competitive, the comparable marketplace, and they get more money for it, typically. Right, so.
Well, we've been speaking with Mark Coldley, the general manager, and Louis-Philippe Lalonde, the chief marketing officer from Y-Green, Y-Green Energy Fund, and we've been talking about PACE, which is a program that, in my humble opinion, ought to be in each state in this country. Hopefully Y-Green will help get us there. Louis, Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it very much, sir.
You've been listening to Solar Wake Up, the Interstellar Edition. I'm your host, Frank Andorka. Until next time.